I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back to the show. Junks live on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington, presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Just visit CropMetcalf.com and you can join their team today. Joining us in about 20 minutes, Rex Hoggard from the Golf Channel. We'll talk Masters with him as the first round is just getting underway in Augusta. So we will talk with him about the Masters. But right now it's time for the entertainment page brought to you by our friends at Wave Soda. Enter our code, it's Junkies, for 15% off at wavesoda.com. I'm enjoying a mango right now as we speak. Delicious.
And by the way, Lee Elder did not hit a tee shot. They had to get him out of his wheelchair to get up there on the first tee box.
So he's just there.
Which makes sense because we did talk about how he's 87, maybe
86 or 87. Yeah.
Yeah, he's up there. So
it's just good for him to be there.
It's cool. It's cool that he's there, but you don't expect him to hit a ball right down the middle, 220 yards.
I mean, Trap T-shirt during the break is talking about how Jack Nicklaus looks terrible hitting a ball, and I said he's in his late 70s, and turns out he's 81. I don't think you can be silly at anything when you're 81 years old, Drab.
No. God bless him. And I'm not an ageist or anything.
Right.
But
sure you aren't.
Look, I see 80-year-olds play golf, and they look better than Jack does.
Very few 80-year-olds play golf. Very few.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not asking for people's age when they're out there, but they look 80.
Well, I mean,
it looked like Jack had one swing in him.
That's the thing. You don't know. I mean, I'm sure
he does.
He had one swing in him.
That's all he's got left.
That's all he's got.
I told you, you only have so many bend overs and all of that.
Well,
it's
when
hard,
he did the one bend over to put the ball on the tee, he was oohing and on.
Yeah, yeah. Dude, he plays a lot of like tennis, probably plays pickleball, that sort of thing.
Silly.
I think that's what he's transitioned into.
Wait. He plays tennis, but he can't play golf?
I think so. Yeah, I've seen videos of him. He plays tennis. I mean, look, it's slow old person
he's
tennis.
He's not serving and volleying, Drab. He's not.
Right.
He's not hitting a rocket serve at 110 and then sprinting up to the net.
Yeah, it's a little easier on him than the golf is after all these years, all the bending over and all that.
Probably serving underhand, and he's lucky to get the ball over the net a few times.
Right.
I know nothing about his.
First of all,
tennis game.
I just hope I'm alive when I'm 81.
I know. Right. I'm the same.
If I can get out there and play golf, I would love it. But, man, just to be up to 81, 82, 86, and you're still out there on a golf course, I mean,
how much would
be very
you put
small
down
percentage
right
of people.
Now, Jason, a down payment to guarantee you're still a vibrant human at 81 years old? In other words, you could still drive, still go to the grocery,
still go out and play
to your church. You go out and play pickleball with your
still
boys.
Still hang out with your boys and have drinks on the
patio.
You sit
in your lazy boy and you watch the Masters with your cocktail. 81. How much of a down payment would you put down?
You get
to
another
guarantee
31
that?
Years.
You're guaranteeing.
Of life.
That's very valuable.
I might put like a third of my net worth.
I might put a couple hundred grand down.
Yeah. I think I would tap into my Odyssey 401k.
Yeah,
and I would make a substantial withdrawal because, I mean, that eliminates, you know, like dying from cancer, getting run over by a car. I mean, it just free rolls you for 30 years.
Free rolls you for 30 years.
I'll take it's a 30-year free roll.
It's almost priceless. It's almost, name your price.
Right. Oh,
you know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, it's hugely valuable.
All right. By the way, can you guys see this?
probably can't.
Not really. It's like when I hold up like your guys' names on
your
the
phone.
Paper.
Yeah, can you see what's on it?
No, put it closer to the camera.
Well, it won't because it will be blurry.
Oh, okay.
That's my daughter getting on the bus today. First day going back to school.
Oh, wow.
So, very excited.
First time
about
in
that.
A year, over a year.
Yeah, over a year. She's very excited about it. So that's my youngest. I think my oldest is going to drive today. So that's great.
Good for
excited
them.
For that. Get out of the house, go back, and be somewhat normal. All right, boys, we get into the entertainment page, tell you what's going on in the world of Hollywood and entertainment. This story went viral yesterday, so you may have seen it already. Cakes, when I send you these teases, do you click on the stories or no?
I had seen the story already, so I did.
Right.
I did not need to click on it.
I'm telling you, man, this guy right here, from what I know of him as a
yep.
public figure,
mm-hmm.
might be one of my favorite humans.
He seems like a great dude.
Honestly, might be one of my favorite humans. Shaq apparently was in Atlanta, and I don't know what he was doing in a Hertingsales, right? That's like a very average jewelry store, like a mall jewelry
yeah.
store.
Every time I walk by any jewelry store in the mall, there's nobody there.
Yeah.
There's the employee is there because
yeah.
they have to be there.
Yeah, how do they survive?
That's I don't know how
you
they
sell
do it.
One diamond and you're hooked for the week, I guess.
Yes.
But maybe I'm wrong. But when I see Zales, I just thumb my nose at it. But he was at a Zales and looking at something, and he overheard one of the customers who wanted to purchase this engagement ring, obviously for his future fiance, and he was putting it on layaway, right?
Okay. Yep.
So that he can, I guess, what do you do? Well, I've never done layaway. Right. I assume you just pay it off like week after week after week, and then when it's paid off, then you can actually take it home? Is that
He probably has a gambling issue like Cody Betts. He doesn't have a lot of funds.
Right.
Like he's grasping.
So he saw the guy putting it on layaway, and Shaq walked over and said, here, I got it.
Oh,
and
man.
Shaq that paid for
that
his engagement.
That is cool. That is a really cool move.
Now,
that's a hook job.
Wasn't like a $50,000 ring, right? It was probably, who knows, right? I'm guessing it was a few thousand dollars maybe or $500. Who knows?
Still benevolent. It's a really nice gesture.
Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, Shaq is one of my favorite humans from afar. Now,
I mean, he may have
some deviant side that I don't know about, but.
If I were in a jewelry store and I overhear somebody saying that they have to put something on layaway, I'm going to think to myself, well, that sucks for that person.
Right.
They're going to have to pay for it in 24, 36, 48 installments. They're going to be paying for it forever.
Right.
I wouldn't just rush over there to pay for it. Now I don't have Shaq deep
pockets.
Well,
if you had stupid money like he does.
Then I might consider it.
He
or
probably
you might pay
does
half
stuff
of it.
Like this
you might
all
pay
the
half.
Time.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
these celebrities that leave huge tips. I'm trying to think if I've ever paid it forward where I'm like at a McDonald's or something and I go, I'll pay for the guy behind me.
I never told you this.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever told you this.
I don't think I ever did that.
Good story. Good story in the hip pocket here.
Well,
I mean,
it's an okay story, but it's paying it forward. Every Christmas time, when my wife and I will go out, let's just say we go to Bonefish for dinner.
Yeah.
I will, it's only around Christmas. I will. Well, it's only a table of two. I'm not going to get a table of six.
Okay.
I'll spot a table of two.
Okay.
I'll just pick one out randomly, and I'll tell that server, I'll say, tell them that someone in the restaurant bought your dinner.
Oh,
nice. And then tell them to pay it forward. So tell those people the next time they go out to pay it forward.
Look at you spreading holiday cheer.
I've done that probably five, six straight Christmases.
I haven't done that. I honestly don't think I've done that.
I've never done that. I don't have to scan the memory banks. I've never done that.
I do it just once a year.
Yeah. It's a nice move. It's a big-time move. I should totally do it.
Well, look, again, I only spot the table for two, and I make sure they don't have a bunch of bottles of wine on their table.
Right. Now, they're not drinking the top-shelf liquor.
If they got a couple bang-bangs up there and ice water, I'm all over it.
Right. No, I'm trying to think. I'm really not that nice. Uh-huh. I think the most I do is I try to tip people well.
Yeah.
Occasionally give some guy that's needs a few bucks on the side of the road, but I need to do that. I need to pay something forward like that.
I'll remind
like what Shaq did.
I'll remind you next Christmas to do
season?
It. Yeah, if you and your wife go out, just hook somebody randomly.
Yeah, it would be nice to do. I should do that. All right, let me see. What else is out there? Did you guys talk about Pete Davidson? The Pete Davidson story that went viral this week.
Did not.
You know, this guy gets a lot of run. He's only 27 years old, though, right? Feel like he's been dominating sort of the entertainment news the last few years with all of his girlfriends and all of his tattoos and all of his issues. Did you realize he still lived in his mom's basement? Despite all of those high-profile dating situations he keeps finding himself in, he still technically lived in his mom's basement.
Well, it's probably smart. I mean, he still works on SNL, and they're notorious for, like, underpaying people for basically the entire time you're on the show.
Sure, but he does stand-up.
Sure.
He's in movies. He's
trying to save his cash.
Okay, because he's a multimillionaire. There's no question about it.
Okay. He can pay rent.
Yeah, he can pay rent.
Okay, but he's trying to cut corners. He's trying to save his cash.
I think some of it might have to do with the fact that he probably just feels, you know, didn't his dad die in 9/11?
Yeah,
I think his dad was a fireman, right?
Yeah. Right.
I'm sure he's
so
super
he's probably
close
just
his mom.
Trying to comfort his mom and stay close to his mom and live there, you know.
Right, now I need to Google his
net worth. They've been through hell.
Now I need to Google his net worth. Let's see.
But he finally purchased his own home.
Okay.
Apparently. And he's going to move out of his mom's basement, and I'm sure it's silly. Hmm. So congrats to Pete Davidson. I don't know if his mom is going to move in with him. Hopefully she has her own place, too.
All right, you can never trust this, but it looks like his celeb net worth is somewhere between like 4 and 6 milli.
Yeah, he's doing fine.
Yeah, he's doing well.
O.J. Simpson has settled his defamation lawsuit with the Cosmopolitan of Vegas. Remember that? Remember they had that – there was a – beef a few years ago where they kicked him out of there in 2017
because
he said he was hammered at the bar.
Well, wow, is that a surprise?
That's believable.
They said,
"Wouldn't you kick OJ out of your establishment?"
Absolutely. They say he was wasted. He became disruptive. He got angry with employees, and there were broken glasses at the bar. Of course, OJ denied all the allegations. Saying that the story was put out to humiliate and embarrass him. And in 2019, he filed a defamation lawsuit against the Cosmopolitan Hotel. Well, now they have settled it. So don't know if that means that that OJ wins or maybe he just pulled out. Who? No idea.
Is it? By the way, is it impossible to embarrass / humiliate him more than he already has been over the last 30 years?
You wouldn't think, Cakes. I don't know if this is like a scene out of Falling Down. Did you see the story out in L.A. where a woman was driving her car at an L.A. intersection, a busy L.A. intersection?
Yeah.
And she apparently lost her patience. She opened up the window, pointed a gun at people, and said, "Does anybody want to die today?"
Well, my answer would be, Jesus. No, I do not want to die today. Easiest
then she went
ever.
A step further, and she opened her sunroof, and she fired a shot through the sunroof.
Into you know what? If Tiger Woods did that, they wouldn't give him a citation.
Right, said, they just let it slide.
You know what? You're Tiger Woods. You're firing a gun and threatening people, menacing. You're good.
Apparently,
we're not going to charge you.
I mean, obviously, she did this on camera, and you know, people seeing it, they're all reporting it. So right. they were able to detain her without incident. When they pulled her over, though, she claimed that she was Dr. Dre's daughter. Now, they're saying she clearly was having a mental incident.
Right.
She also, at one point, ranted, "The cow jumped over the moon." So,
well, that did. It did happen.
She went cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs Cakes.
Yeah, she's nuts.
Sounds like a bit of a wild scene. All right, when we come back, we're going to be joined by Rex Hoggard from the Golf Channel. The Masters 2021 is underway.
Started.
We'll talk to Rex Hoggard next here on The Fan.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Welcome back to the Junks, live on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington on an Open Line Thursday. And, of course, Open Line Thursday is big time. It is a sponsored segment here on the show. It deserves such recognition.
Absolutely. Of course, it's presented by Window Nation. Searching for new windows and doors? Search windownation.com. Their windows are measured to fit the first time, installed by experts to last forever. Window Nation for your home, because it's where you live.
So we're trying to track down Rex Hoggard from the Golf Channel. Hopefully he'll join us soon. But on an Open Line Thursday, you can talk about the Masters. You can talk about the Nats losing both games in the doubleheader yesterday at Nats Park. Now they're flying out to take on the Dodgers, an off day, and then they take Dodgers on Friday. You can talk about the Washington football team. The draft is a mere 3 weeks away. If you want, you can talk about the Wizards. Russ had another trip dub last night, and Bradley Beal returned in a win. You could talk about giant lizards invading convenience stores. You could talk about whatever you want. That's the way Open Line Thursday works. That's
Remember, we have to ask Rex this. Maybe the media is allowed to have their phones, you know, to do some of their work.
I don't think so, because we talked to Sands about it. I think you have to check it at the media center.
I mean, tracking down Rex Hoggard means we're relying on him probably to remember to call us. They have public phone banks, and I'm sure in the media center – they have phones there for them to have access to, you know, communicate with their bosses or whatever. Mm-hmm. But yeah, right, Drabby? Like, you're not calling Rex. We're relying on Rex to call us. Isn't that how that works?
No, I called it. I called him. He just didn't answer.
Does he have like a desk phone? Or did he sneak one in? I did see
maybe
one
he's
guy.
He's still in the hotel. Who knows?
I remember about Rex Hoggard, he always has a bad phone.
Is that true?
Generally, yes. If Rex Hoggard shows up, the smart money is bad phone. Right. That's what I'm going to go with.
Well, I did see one guy. I mean, there are ways you could sneak your phone into Augusta. There's no question.
Right. Like
you
between
just don't
the
want
cheeks,
to be,
maybe.
You don't know. Because you go through a mag.
Right.
But you put like, and you can bring like a clear bag that might have like suntan lotion. And, you know, maybe your camera or whatever, you could probably find a way, like a booklet or something. You could probably find a way to sneak your phone in. Because you know how you put, like, your keys and stuff in your wallet
around it? Well, all you have to do, EB, come on. I know how this works. Haven't you seen In the Line of Fire? Don't you remember how John Malkovich sneaks in the bullet to try to shoot the president? Do you remember the move? Jason, do you remember his move?
I mean, that movie's 50 years old.
He put it in like a little rabbit's foot or something.
You remember. He put it in the rabbit's foot. He put the rabbit's foot from his keychain in the little in the basket.
Yeah,
it goes through. Like, oh, it's a metal keychain. There's nothing weird here. Boom. He's got two bullets to shoot the president.
Well, he also built the plastic gun.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You're so correct on this.
So when you go through the mag, it wouldn't detect it.
You're
That's how he
and
got
he hit it underneath his napkin as he stood up as the president was approaching his table.
Yep.
Now I did see just a regular donk. There was like one little patio area. One thing that was very tilting is, and I don't know if it's because of Corona or whatever, you couldn't find chairs anywhere. Okay. So I mean, it was just standing for 8 hours. You know me, I don't like to stand. Standing or walking for 8 hours. It was so tilting. Like, even if you bought food, you went to, like, one of those, like, cocktail tables where you stand and eat your pimento and cheese sandwich or whatever.
They can afford chairs. They can afford chairs at Augusta National. What are they doing?
Where are the chairs around here, man? This is killing me. But I did find one sort of patio area where a lot of people were flocking to, and I did see one brother. Now, he didn't have his Bluetooth, but he was sitting there, and he had his phone in his hand, and he was FaceTiming his family. And I thought, ooh, that is ballsy.
Yeah,
that is really ballsy.
That is a wild move.
And then I did notice a green-jacketed member at the driving range, pulled his phone out of his pocket. So the members...
Well, they probably let the members hook
you. Yeah, the members have that access.
They do what they want.
It's the donk patrons. Is that what they're called?
Patrons.
They're patrons.
Yeah,
patrons. It's
very much verboten.
Are not allowed to have their
We're from PG County.
Telephones.
We call them fans.
They're fans. To me. Spectators.
Yeah, exactly.
All of that. All right, so if I go to masters.org right now, Jason... Will I be able to? Do they have live coverage already, or does it start later, 10, 11 o'clock?
I don't think that started yet, but I could be wrong.
Okay. Because they had Elder and Gary Player and Jack Nicklaus. They already did their ceremonial tee shot or whatever, right?
They did that at like 7:50 or something like that.
Right. It looks like we already have, I guess, even is tied for the lead because guys have only played a hole or two.
Yeah, yeah. Sandy Lyle's already teed off. Hudson Swafford.
Well, Swafford looks like he's one under through two, so he must have birdied one of the first
maybe
two.
He just did.
Must have birdied the second hole.
Two's that par five, yeah.
This is a special week.
Masters should it should be live now so we could see guys just going to the range and hitting balls on the range. I know Kicks love that.
I would never watch a guy hitting balls on a range, ever.
Right.
I don't care. I don't care if Tom Healy if Tom Healy called me right now and said, Tiger Woods is hitting balls at Blue Mash, which is a 7-minute ride from my house, I wouldn't go watch him hit balls. Really? Because watching a guy hit balls on the range, I'm sorry, this is my opinion, I know you guys don't share it, couldn't be more boring. It's boring to do, let alone boring to watch somebody else do it, even if they're the best in the world at it.
No, when you're watching the best in the world kind of do it, it's pretty fascinating.
Maybe for you guys, not for your pal Flakes.
Now,
over here.
I agree it's Tiger boring to do.
I'll say this.
You're right.
If I knew Tiger was going to be, it doesn't have to be Tiger. It could be Rory, Justin Thomas, Spieth, any of DeChambeau. If he was going to be at the driving range – over at Blue Mash.
Mm-hmm.
Right,
yes.
There's 100% chance I'm not driving from Ashburn to Blue Mash.
No, of course.
But if I lived as close as you do, I would definitely go. But I would not drive 45 minutes to go see him. No. 100%.
I think I would.
Bickle would go.
Of course you
I
would.
I think I would. Well, no, especially like if I knew the – like you say he was a guest of Tom's. And
well, you'd
like,
bring your camera too.
Yeah, and I just like watching the guys hit balls up close. Like just their tempo – just everything about it is just amazing how cleanly they hit it. Mm-hmm. So I went through most of my Augusta pictures, and I think you've seen this one, but I did a little more tweaking of it. I think I found the one I'm going to frame. I need to. I'm putting it in the outhang. I want to see if I get your approval on it. There's a little personalization to this one because it's when Rory's walking over the bridge. So you've seen 9 million pictures of. Is that – I don't even – let me look on it. That's 12, right?
Yeah. That's the par 3.
So you've seen 9 million images of 12. I mean, one of the most photographed holes in the world.
Correct.
But you have – I mean, and everybody has one, I'm sure, of guys. But this is my – this one makes it a little special for me is it's when Rory's walking over it with his caddy, right?
It's so a very cool picture.
A little story to it. How big should I print that out? How big of a frame do I need for that? Do you have any idea about that? What do you think?
I would say maybe the size of your laptop screen, whatever that is.
Oh no, I think I got to go bigger.
Bigger?
Gotta go big.
I want to make this like something you would see.
So like this, like a framed jersey, one of your jerseys.
Not that big, no. Okay. In between something like that, I want to put it like over a couch somewhere house. You know what I mean?
Right, right.
That's gonna be a centerpiece. That shot right there.
Yeah, you're probably right.
And maybe then when I die, just chuck it in the coffin with me, Cakes.
Okay, we'll be sure to do that.
Yeah. Make sure. I want my Augusta picture
you
to
want
die
that? You want it to go 6 feet under with you.
It is a really cool picture. I mean, the colors are incredible. got the azaleas there and behind the green.
Well, I mean, I tweaked the colors a little bit, but yeah, but then that's what it is. All right, let's go to John, line two in Winchester. John, what's up, buddy? You're on with the Junks.
Hey, good morning. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
What's up, John?
What's up, man?
Before I get to this, I want you to know that this is coming from a place of love, I guess.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So I watch you guys a lot on TV.
Yeah. All right, good.
And I just noticed, EB, do you have like a sinus condition or anything?
Sure.
I mean, you pick your nose 157 times a show.
Oh, yeah?
Maybe.
Yeah. I don't, it's coming from a place of love. I just want you to, I don't know if you're aware, but you're on TV.
I'm sure I do.
Yeah, I noticed.
I don't think I do it 100
times. Do I do it sometimes? John, do I do it sometimes?
I don't think I'm in there like that.
I think I do that too.
No, you're not too knuckle deep, but yeah, I mean, you're getting knuckle deep sometimes, and you're just constantly.
I might do this.
No, you rub your thumb onto the edge and try to pull something out.
Something exploratory.
It's in there.
I mean, like this?
Yeah, I don't know. I noticed it all the time, but I just figured you didn't care.
Well,
I don't think that I'm pulling a booger out.
You want an Emmy for nose picking?
Yeah. No. I don't think that I'm pulling a booger out. Oh. I might touch my nose.
Yeah.
But I mean, find the video where I'm literally pulling a snot rocket out. I mean, I just don't think I am.
I do it a lot in the 100% chance I do it in the car when I'm by myself.
Yeah. It feels silly to pull one out and breathe.
Yeah, and I flick it out the window. You know, you just roll the window and flick
course.
It out. But I don't know
I'm a world-class flicker.
I don't know if I'd do it on camera.
There was a guy definitely doing that on the Beltway yesterday during a slowdown. I pulled up next to him. He was in a minivan, and, man, he was into it, and it was gross.
Well, it feels amazing to pull a boog out and be able to free up the nostrils.
Yeah, I agree.
That's an incredible – it's right up there with dropping a deuce. Amazing feeling.
You know what else is a good feeling? When you have some congestion, you got some snot balls up there.
Yeah,
and you're outside,
and
you put your knuckle in one hole, and you blow out the other one. And then you go to the other side. Feels so good. Yeah. My wife gets so bitter when I do it.
Oh, you do it in front of your wife?
Oh, we do it. I do it all. I do it about 20 times a day when I'm walking my dog.
Really?
Yeah.
All right, let's go to.
Hey, I gotta get it out.
Let's go to Ward, line four. Ward and Burke. Hey, Ward, what's up, man? On with the Junks.
Hey, Junks. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
It's tough to follow the whole booger discussion.
Yeah. Sorry.
Yeah. Highbrow stuff.
Yeah. Here's my thing. I don't understand why we don't get miles per hour on quarterbacks. We can have it in baseball. They record every single pitch. And we have it in golf, in launch angle and all this stuff. Why can't we have, you know, that pass by you know, Aaron Rodgers was 36 miles an hour?
Oh, you mean during a game, not in a workout?
Yeah.
Okay, I got you.
Yeah.
Either or.
For college, it's unbelievable for the you know, the combines and all this stuff, evaluating quarterbacks. If I'm going to spend my number one pick on a quarterback, I want to know how hard he can chuck it. Mm-hmm. And why don't we have that?
Are you sure they don't do it?
They do have it. They just choose not to show it on TV. I mean, they have a zillion advanced stats. They know how fast everybody's running.
Yeah.
Yeah. They just. I've never seen it.
They have. So hold on. They have quarterback mile per hour, Drabby?
Yes.
I'm sure they do.
Yeah. Do they do that some sort of like reverse engineering? You know, they're like breaking down the film to do the calculation to get it?
I'm not quite sure how it all works, but I know advanced stats are a big part of like the broadcast potentially in the future. I mean,
it should be during the game, you know, and you want to know, like, oh, he's lost X amount of miles off his fastball over the last 3 years. You know, I don't understand why we don't have it.
I just Googled
interesting point.
I just Googled Aaron Rodgers miles per hour or how fast he throws a football. It says 57.
Right. It might be because it's not
I don't know,
that
I don't know if
impressive.
If they track that during a game or if that was just like a workout. I have no idea.
Well, because they said
I think it'd be really interesting during the games to have, you know.
Well, remember, sometimes, you know, they're just trying to, you know, fit it in there, or, you know, they want an easy ball for their guy to catch. They're not always trying to light up the radar gun.
Absolutely, that's cool too. Like that one zipped over the, you know, Josh Allen zipped over the middle, you know, was 87 miles or whatever. But you can see on the short ball, he's only throwing that amount. You know, I think it's all interesting.
But like Drabby said
for it.
But like Drabby said, they are doing that for runners. You know, for when they're carrying the football.
Yeah.
I remember last year they had Daniel Jones clocked at like, I don't know, 22 miles per hour. When he ran that touchdown.
But are they actually using a radar gun?
Like 24 miles an hour.
I don't know.
Yeah, I assume they're using a gun. I don't know.
Or do they just look from point A to point B, and then they time it, look at the distance, and then they do that.
They just do the calculation.
They do a calculation. That's what I thought they were doing.
Probably,
Yeah.
800-636-1067. That's the Gambit DC listener line. Bet, play, win with Gambit DC, brought to you by the DC Lottery. It is an open line Thursday. 800-636-1067 is the number. And don't forget, Alan May joins us coming up at 9 a.m.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.
Friendly reminder, you can join the Junks on Facebook Live tomorrow. That's Friday at 1 p.m. for a Masters watch party presented by PenFed Credit Union. Whether you're in uniform or not, you can apply today at PenFed.org. By the way, you can go to the Odyssey app, use the rewind feature. If you missed earlier in the show when we did our Masters draft, here were the results. Drab took John Rahm and Patrick Cantlay. Cody over drafted Brooks Koepka at number 2 and took Abe Anser as his international. Thirsty Anna from Annapolis laughed at that pick. She was next. She took Bryson and Sergio. EB has Justin Thomas and Cam Smith. Jason with DJ and Rory. And I took Jordan Spieth, and I botched it by taking Matt Fitzpatrick. So those are our picks, in case you're wondering, which you're probably not.
I still think we should I don't know how Drab implemented this rule. All right, he took control of it.
Okay, and yes.
The winner
ruined something.
You can only be a winner if your guy wins the tournament. All right.
Okay.
So, I mean, the odds of one of these guys winning, one of these 12 guys winning,
are
pretty good.
They're really high.
But if they don't, then we got to wait until the U.S. Open. I mean, I think that's kind of.
I mean, what if EB's guy Louis Wusthuizen wins? Right. Then it's just a carryover. It goes to the next event,
and we're going
to
be sized in June, and we have a double pot.
That's true. I think it's May, actually. Isn't the PGA in May?
Oh, did they move
it? Oh, that's
it
right. They moved it. I think it's moved in May. The PGA up, right?
Like late May at Kiawah.
Down in South Carolina, right.
Yes, correct.
How psyched are you that it's at Kiawah, Cakes?
Well, I'm just glad it's there before I get there.
Before you're there.
Because I don't need all that extra, all the extra hubbub. I like a nice, chill week. I don't need a billion people on shuttle buses just all over the place.
Yeah.
Just tilting me.
I don't know how far Kiawah is from Hilton Head, but I'll be in Hilton Head late May.
Ah, very good. I don't think they're particularly close.
Yeah, I'm probably fine.
Right. You're good. You'll be fine.
All right. Do we have Alan on here?
He's on at 9 a.m.
Oh, yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah, we're going to go back to the open lines. 800-636-1067 is the number on an open line Thursday.
All right, let's go to line 5. Let's go to Jeff in Ashburn. Hey, Jeff. What's up, buddy? You're on with the Junks.
Morning, Junks. How you doing?
Hello, Jeff.
Hey, okay,
now,
what's
Jeff,
up, man?
So, Jeff, do you live in Ashburn?
Long-time listener since the weekend show.
Okay.
Thank you, buddy.
Do you live in Ashburn, or do you just work there?
I live in Ashburn. Sweet. I've lived there since 93, Jason. And I wanted to tell you, Ashburn 7-Elevens, old Ashburn, so just south of the fire station. And the same area where IHOP is, there's one there, too.
Gotcha.
So just FYI.
You know what? You're right. I do remember seeing the one over near the IHOP. I never go in it, though.
It's kind of dirty, to tell you the truth.
Anyway,
couple things. First of all, regarding the Pro Football Hall of Fame, they're running commercials with that fat ass David Baker rapping on guys' doors to tell them that they were elected. And my personal opinion is there should be no one inducted into the Hall of Fame until B. Mitch, George Jacoby, and Bruce Matthews. Matthews.
We got a real diehard here, Case.
The Browns Matthews are inducted. And I'm not a Redskins fan. I'm a Browns fan, actually. But, I think it's a travesty. They put in guys like Tony Boselli. But Tony Boselli's a little better than average. They put in Kurt Warner. He's a little better than average. What was the big rush to induct Kurt Warner?
I don't think I've ever heard anybody this passionate about the NFL Hall of Fame. This is kind of surprising.
Well, some guys are, Case.
It's just that they're running this commercial, and it kind of sets me off when I see it. And the last thing I had was Devontae Smith. He reminds me so much of Desmond Howard. And do you guys remember the story about Desmond Howard that after his first day of practice, they went to one of the veterans and asked him, "Hey, what do you think of Desmond Howard?" Guy said he can't play. He's too small. He can't get off the line. And I think that's going to be what happens to Devontae Smith.
I hope not.
I think Devontae Smith is fast enough to get on off the line. He is slight.
Well, and the rules have changed. So you can jam the guy, but only in the first
I mean, he's playing in a way different.
So.
It's never been easier to catch footballs in the NFL than it is in 2021.
No, it really hasn't been. But that's all I got.
All right,
thank you, buddy. Appreciate it.
So he's saying that they shouldn't induct anybody into the Hall of Fame until B. Mitch. Who else was it? Joe Jacoby? Is that who he said?
Hey, Joe Jacoby,
And I couldn't hear the third guy.
It was he was a little bit garbled. He was having issues with the third guy. I can't quite tell who it was.
Yeah. Right. So some of the guys that are going this year are, I know Peyton Manning's going in. Woodson's going in, right? Who else is going in, Drabby?
Can't remember. We went through the list.
Calvin Johnson, maybe?
There was like a ton of guys.
Yeah. Calvin Johnson sounds right.
Yeah.
All right, let's go to line three. Let's go to Ted in California.
Oh, John
California,
Lynch,
Maryland, Cakes.
Yes.
What's
Ted,
up,
what's up, buddy?
What's up?
How y'all doing?
What's up?
Good. What's going on?
In there?
So the way they figure out the speed is not with calculus and one of those abacuses from the Chinese dynasty. They actually use an electronic device that they impregnate either in the pads or in like the undershirts that electronically transmits the information.
Really?
So they don't use some old codger in the stands and seat 433 with a radar gun.
It's more advanced than that. I mean, a few years ago we saw that at the Caps Media Day. Like after the practice, the guys were throwing their undershirts into a specific bin because they have, you know, some sort of chip in the T-shirt that tracked everything while they were out on the ice. How many calories they burned, how fast they're skating, all that stuff.
Right.
And that's sick.
And that's
how, crazy.
I think it first started with soccer dudes over in Europe with their fancy footwork, and then it got a start here on, like, the Combine, where they would measure, like, the 40-yard dash, and they would see Terrence Mount Cody run a 6-minute 40. I don't know if you guys remember that.
I remember him,
His moves all flying and flopping all over the place.
Yep.
Looked like Drabby running a 40.
Oh, Drabby.
Yeah, me too, man. Hey, him and me both. All right. Y'all have a great day. That's all.
All right. All right. See, you learn something new every day, Kicks. I did not know they put a chip in their jerseys, and that's
how like even Maryland basketball, those guys are wearing the Under Armour shirts that do all that, you know, where they measure your performance and heart rate and
how much you're running around. I just didn't figure that's how they calculated the miles per hour when Daniel Jones is running 21 miles per hour.
If you watch, touchdown. You'll see it a lot during soccer after the match when they take their jersey off. It looks like they're wearing a bra.
Right.
It's a little crop top thing that they wear underneath.
All right, let's go to line six. Dunlap. Dunlap calling from D.C. Hey, buddy.
Hey, what's up, guys? How you guys doing, man?
What's up? Doing okay. What's up, man?
Do you guys want to see the Wizards in the play-in? Because that's all I really want, man. If we can't do anything this year, I just want to at least get a play-in and see what happens, man. I mean, you can't see that Westbrook and Bill – they can coexist. I mean, Bill's still scoring and Westbrook's still getting triple-doubles. It's really sad that we're this far back in the Eastern Conference because the Eastern Conference sucks.
I just feel like they're in classic – this is classic Wizards limboville. Like, they're not quite bad enough to probably secure a top-three pick, but they're not quite good enough to make any sort of impact in the playoffs.
And they're not
this is such a Wizardy type season that's going on.
I think they're too far back, man. I don't think they're going to get to that play-in spot. They had a shot when they were playing well, when they won 7 out of 10, but they've been so bad since, especially since Beal's been out. And now he was back last night, but they're just not good enough to get up to that 10.
I'll say 9-10 spot. And you know me, I am 100% anti-tank. I hate it. Uh-huh. But this team is so disgusting, and I've given up on it, that I'm okay with just losing everything. For the first time in my life. I'm okay with it. I'm fine with it with the last game or so, and you want to blow off the last game or something. Right. But like to sort of like mid-season tank, that's not my thing at all. I'm 100% against it. But this team is so annoying that I'm fine. I've given up on that.
I think their fate may be sealed by this upcoming four-game West Coast roadie. They're at the Warriors, at the Suns, Jazz, and Kings. And I know like before one of their road trips earlier in the season – I didn't think they had a prayer, and I think they did some. Didn't they win like 4 of 5 or 5 of 6 on the road?
Yeah.
But I think they probably lose 3 out of 4 on this road trip, and then it's pretty much done.
We were talking about them every show there for a while.
I know.
Even when they were performing poorly, we were talking about them every show, and now we haven't talked about it in the last 2 weeks because, well, Beal was out, and they were getting pummeled. And they maybe last night was their best game. Did you see what they shot from threes last night?
No.
19 for 36.
I did watch the fourth quarter. And
I didn't watch any of it.
They closed it out nicely.
I just looked at the box, and they were on fire for the entire game. But they're just too far back. They're like 5 games back.
Too far back, and they were pummeling the Magic, who are basically like a G League team at this point.
Yeah. That's a team tanking.
I mean, they dealt Vucevic. I mean, they've just moved all the pieces out of there. That's a complete rebuild.
So where do they stand now for the play-in game?
I think they're about 5 games back of that play.
Oh, they're that far now?
It's either 4 or 5.
I thought JP said they were like 2 or 3 games back.
Well, that was like a week and a half ago.
Well, that was like a week ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they've lost 7.
I don't check the standings.
They've lost 7 of 10. Maybe it's not 5, but I think it's at least 4. Uh-huh. 4 is a ton. For a bad team, 4 is a ton to make up.
Right.
For the first time in my life, I'm perfectly content with them losing every game on purpose. First time in my life.
Now on the
That's how much I'm annoyed by them.
On the other end of the spectrum, the Washington Capitals losing a bunch of games. They're winning a lot of games. We're going to talk with Alan May from NBC Sports Washington next about the Caps right here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.